Father, right now, let your logos be upon me. Let self decrease. Let flesh decrease. And may the Spirit of the living God increase in this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mouth, God, let it be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. And let the people of God say, come on and say amen.
Amen.
Come on and say amen.
Amen.
But I get somebody this to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. I honor God. Amen. For his Holy Spirit just being. Hallelujah. Glory here to God. Just here another night. Hallelujah. In revival. Amen.
Amen.
I honor God tonight for the woman of God, the angel of this house. Hallelujah. Apostle Karen Proctor. Come on. Stand up and give her a standing ovation. Hallelujah. God's voice crying in the wilderness on this side. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Thank God for you, woman of God. And to the proud members of Jesus, the light of the world, powerhouse ministries. Come on and clap their hands. Glory to God. I thank God for all those traveling with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. But truly there is a word from the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And tonight, glory to God, we just want to go just a little bit higher. But before I go into the word of God tonight, hallelujah, glory to God, we came out to celebrate with the woman of God tonight. You know, 4th pastoral anniversary. 4 years, amen? Glory to God. 4 years, and I'm sure she get a testimony after 4 years. Amen? Glory to God. And pastoring is not an easy job. But glory to God, Jesus, the light of the world, powerhouse ministry, has set aside Sunday to celebrate their pastor and show their pastor how much they appreciate her for the time that she was sharing and praying for them. And indeed, we want to be a blessing to have the time, at that time. And tonight we have some pastor's appreciation envelopes. And I just need for everybody of Jesus, the light of the world, power of his ministry, and all the visitors and the guests, if you want to be a part of this, I want you to come tonight and get an envelope. Now tonight we have $100 envelopes. We ain't going, oh Lord, and that actually we should have been higher than that. And then we have $50 envelopes. And then we have some $25 envelopes. Actually, we ain't even supposed to be as low as this. Amen? Amen. We're talking about appreciation. We're talking about showing our love. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you know how to show love? Lift your hand if you know how to show love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what I want you to do. Now, whatever envelope you want to receive tonight, just come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All the members from Jesus, the light of the world, power of his ministry should have been more than at this time. Hallelujah. We want to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, hallelujah. Anybody else in need of envelope? Come on, so into the woman of God life. I want you to bring the envelopes back on Sunday. Amen. And if you know of anybody who are not here, Let them know they can come and get the envelopes. For the rest of the members who are not here, you can let them know we have $100 envelopes, $50 envelopes, and $25 envelopes. If you can come so you can bring our gifts and show the woman of God how much we love her. Amen. Glory to God. This evening, give no service. Amen. Hallelujah, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he had anointed me to preach the gospel. Amen. So the envelopes will be here. Amen. If you know some of the members who are not here, you can let them know the envelopes are here. Amen. But we want to encourage you to come on at 11 a.m. We're not going to cut out the 11 a.m. service. We will be back in the house of God at 11 a.m. and have you back home by 12:30 so that you can be back in time at 3 o'clock, which we will be celebrating along with other churches coming in and family and friends to come in to celebrate with the woman of God. So we let you go home in enough time, 12:30. So maybe have a bunch and change and get ready and be right back. Amen? Ain't nothing wrong with coming to the house of the Lord twice in one day. Amen? Someone say, ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen? I know some people that take on 5 parties in one night. In one night, I say. So why can't we come to the house of the Lord twice a day? Amen? I know you all ain't seen a problem with that. Amen? Glory to God. But let us look to the word of God. Amen. Who was reading our hearing. Glory to God. We thank God for the visiting guests tonight. Amen? Glory to God. Acts chapter 25, chapter 16, sorry. The theme for this revival is, you don't know the cause of my praise. You don't know the cause of my praise. But if you wouldn't allow me to, I want to just take on a subtopic on this thing. Hallelujah. And it will be, don't make me go to praising God. Don't make me go to praising God. Look at your neighbor and say, don't make me go to praising God. Man, I wish all this God that I done preached. Look at your neighbor and say, don't make me, go to praising God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a very, very, very familiar scripture. And all of us know the story about Paul and Silas. Now, these two warriors, hallelujah, Paul and Silas was brought to the magistrate. Hallelujah, because, hallelujah, glory to God. They was doing the work of him who had sent them. Glory to God. And during the process of them doing the work of him that sent them, they brought a demon along the way. Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to say amen? Amen. And you know, when a warrior meets up against a demon, you just got to cast it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know the story very well. Hallelujah. How many of you know? Hallelujah. When you trouble the devil territory, hallelujah, he gets mad with you and puts you on his hit list. Y'all ain't gonna permit me up in here. I know I am one of them. I'm on the devil hit list. I don't know where you stand with the devil. You and the devil might be friends, but I'm on the devil hit list. Every day he's behind me, and every day he is trying to deter me, because you see, when you're like Paul and Silas and you trouble his kingdom, to get no help up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All foe and all hell break loose on you. And this is what was happening to Paul and Silas. After they cast out of the demon, out of the woman, the Bible records that, hallelujah, glory to God, that the police and all of those, you know the Bible didn't say police, but they took them to the magistrate. Yeah. Glory to God. And the magistrate demanded that they go to prison. And you get no help up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But hallelujah. Let's read. Let's go to the word of God and see what it says in hallelujah. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. It says, and at midnight, hallelujah, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Glory to God. Now they pray and sang praises unto God. Y'all need to pray with me. After I say to myself, Paul and Silas gotta be crazy. You waking, hallelujah, for mine, and after waking for mine, you end up in the prison cell. Hallelujah. Human mind wouldn't even interpret it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us might have given up on God. Hallelujah. After, hallelujah, you have done a good cause. And then open your eyes and realize that you end up in a prison cell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible records that these men went into praising and singing and praising and worshiping God. And the funniest thing about it is, it was at 12 midnight when everybody's sleeping, when everybody trying to take a rest. And the Bible say that the prisoners heard them. Y'all need to pray with me. So it tells me that they wasn't singing quiet. It tells me that they wasn't praising God in a quiet way. But it tells me that they were lifting their voices like a song of a trumpet. Hallelujah. I believe they were lifting their voices like David. Hallelujah. When he said, hallelujah, lift your voices triumphantly. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to God. And the Bible records in the 26th verse, and it said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds was loose. God ain't gonna permit me in here. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, don't make me go to praising God. Don't make me, don't touch that button where you're going to make me praise God like I didn't lose my mind. Because see, when you go to making me praise God, there's some things, hallelujah, going to be loose in the process. Oh, glory to God. I can get no help in here. If you make me go into praising God, some people going to be delivered. Some people going to be set free. Oh, glory to God. If you make me go to praising God, some chains can fall off and some person's heart will be made free. Oh, glory be to God. Ah, Jesus, I stop by tonight to let you know, glory to God, don't care how the fire get hot. Oh, glory to God, don't care how the devil turn up the heat. I encourage you to praise him in the good times. Praise him in the bad times. Praise him behind the prison cells. Praise him when you don't even feel like praising him. Praise him when your back is against the wall. Oh, glory to God. I wish I could get some help up in here. Hallelujah. When the word of God said, hallelujah, that an earthquake came. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The earthquake represents the presence of the living God. Oh, glory to God. When the presence of God shows up, it reminds me about the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible said that they were in an upper chamber. Oh, glory to God. And you get no help up in here. They were all in one place. Oh, one accord. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible Spirit of the Lord came in like the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Jesus, have mercy. I wish I had an experience, hallelujah, like that tonight, where the Spirit of the living God take full control. Oh, glory to God. The Bible said men have begun to praise God. Hallelujah. They begun to speak in unknown. Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody say yes. Say yes to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're not Paul and Silas in the praising God. But listen here. The jail keeper. Look at this significant thing. And the Bible says in verse 27. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep. And seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoner had been fled. Glory to God. Now you see, you gotta understand that, hallelujah, in those days, if you was a prison keeper and the prisoners get loose under your watch, it means that you would have to be put to death. So the keeper said to himself, instead of me allowing them to kill me, because I don't know everybody, then run loose. He said, look here, I can kill myself. But oh, glory to God. Paul had a word for him. Paul said, look here, hallelujah. He said, do thyself no harm. But we are all here. Listen, he said, you don't even understand. He said, don't do yourself no harm. Because it was not because you wasn't keeping an eye on us. You see, you don't understand. But guess what? It's something in it for you to. I can help. I can get no help up in here. Hallelujah. And Paul said, glory to God. He said, look here, do yourself no harm. Hallelujah. The Bible records. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down at Paul and Silas' feet. It shows that the man realized, hallelujah, that it had to be something different about these prisoners. He realized that the presence of the Lord was in the place. Somebody said, come let us bow down and worship. Hallelujah. He didn't realize, glory to God.
make me. Don't make me. You better don't make me. You best don't let the devil know. Don't make me. Just don't make me. Go to praise the Lord. You see, because Joshua was confronted with a problem. And Joshua said, hallelujah. Look it up. We need to take back our city. Jesus, the light of the world. You need to take back your city. And hallelujah. Joshua said, you know what? Hallelujah. I want you. Oh, glory. I'm to get no help. Joshua said to the people, we need to take back our city. We need these walls to fall down across the city. Oh, glory to God. We said, hey, 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 hey. He said, glory to God. 6 days, I want you to walk around the city. But he said, don't make a sound when I walk. But he said, on your seventh go round. He said, you a hair trumpet. How many of you know the trumpet? Jesus. Even the trumpet. Even the string instruments. Even the organs. Oh, God. Glory to God. He said, when you hear the trumpet, he said, I want you to give God a shout. Hallelujah. And the seventh time, came around, and the people of God began to shout praises. Oh, come on and shout praises. Come on and shout praises. They began to shout praises, and the walls keep coming down. If you have any walls in your life, all you got to do is praise God. Hallelujah. If the money acting funny, go ahead and praise God. If the children acting and singing, go ahead and give them praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, come on and give God a praise. Oh, come on and give God a praise. Come on and give him praise. Come on and give him glory. Come on, just give God glory. I feel God have a blessing. But someone can hear it out. When he's saying all you gotta do is lift your voice and give me a praise. Lift your voice. I am out of that question. Make it up yourself. And give me some praise. They tried to test Elijah. Elijah said, don't put my God to no test. Because you see, my God is a God. He answered with fire. Oh, I can get no help on him yet. Don't put my God to the test. You bring Buddha. You bring Muhammad. You bring all those other gods. Oh, Jesus. Start lifting up the name of Jesus. Then some folks, hallelujah. works, and thou shalt be saved. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that was there in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, and he and all his straightway. And when he was brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Hallelujah. Don't make me go to praising God. Hallelujah. It's a sad thing. Hallelujah. When you push a believer into praising God. Glory to God. I don't know about you, Apostle Proctor, but sometime in my life, the enemy came up against me. Hallelujah. And I thought I didn't need it even to live a day longer. They said so many horrible things about me. Hallelujah. They said so many lies and scandals. Hallelujah. And for many days, I sat in my room. Hallelujah. And I wept sore. And I said, God, what is going on? And the Spirit of the Lord ministered to me. And he said, hallelujah, all you got to do, hallelujah, is go and give me the praise. Hallelujah. And you know, from that day, I brushed off myself and I started to give God some praise. One of the ladies went to the point and was telling them, hallelujah, that I would have soon even been dead, Apostle Proctor. Hallelujah, glory to God, and hallelujah, and I'm still here, I'm still alive. Yes, it disturbed me, church. Yes, could I give you my testimony? It really disturbed me, but you know what I remember? Hallelujah, and I continue to give God praise, and then while I was praising God, hallelujah, somebody one day, about hallelujah, 10 months after they have finished their talking, and have turned everybody against me, have turned all my friends and my family members, everybody are just turning against me, and after a little while, y'all ain't gonna permit me. And in this moment, in this trying time, he writes Psalms 27. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, they came up against me to eat up my flesh. They would say, they just stumbled.
Hallelujah.
They just stumbled. They just stumbled. They just stumbled. And fell. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, could you stand to your feet when you go? Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, give him some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, give him some praise. If you believe in God for the supernatural, if you believe in God for the supernatural, give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you tonight, sister? Hallelujah. Can I pray for you tonight? Hallelujah. I need you to come to the altar tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You could bring her. You could bring her. Hallelujah. Jesus is worthy to be praised. Don't make me go to prison, God. Is that your husband? Hallelujah. Come, husband. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Could you just join me with your husband tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you all tonight. Hallelujah. It's a mistake that you come into the house of God. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. Like the jailer in the story that we read. So I see you in your family. Hallelujah. He was in the presence of God. And when the people of God began to praise God, his cry was, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? Are you guys saved tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you saved, brother? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because I could feel the sweet harmony in the marriage. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe it or not, God is going to use you to be a beacon of light, to encourage other married people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going to ask God tonight to link you together on cords that cannot be broken. Hallelujah. That whatever the devil try, however and which way he try to get between, there will be no entrance. Because God got to work for you and your husband to do together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes it almost seems like it feels like a fight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God said he's going to keep the harmony and the union. And I'm going to play a covering over you guys tonight. And I'm going to cover the marriage. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Could I get some praying people? Could I get some praying people in the house? Just begin to pray. Begin to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, now. Right now, Jesus. He said, whom God has joined together, let no man put his arm down. God, I cover my head. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I see a desire and a thirsting to know more. Hallelujah. God said, get in his word. Hallelujah. Study his word. Because he's going to show you. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is going to teach you in the things of God. woman of God, hallelujah, man of God, every other day, you call your family into prayer and singing praises unto God. You are the priest of the house, and you gotta lead your family into praise and worshiping God. I wanna cover you. Hallelujah. Is this the only child in the union? This is not the only child. You have a little boy. What's his name? How old is he? 10. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at him, stand.
God will flow out of your tummy.
like rivers of living water. So now even God is saying, you can't even hide from him no more. You can't even run no longer. You yourself sometimes cannot even continue. The Spirit of the Lord really comes upon you, but you don't express it all, you just keep something. But God is saying, let him have it his way in your life. I see you fighting with the Spirit. I see you fighting with the Spirit. But God is saying, let him have his way. Just let loose and let God. Everything, hallelujah. I decree and I declare that the power of God will be manifested in you in a real way. I call for a fresh anointing. And I anoint your ears tonight. That you will hear his voice. Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Man of God, come forth. Come forth. He says the word is already in you. His praise is already in you. And I'm going to pray tonight that God will stir up. He will stir up the gifts. He will stir up the gifts. Everybody stretch forth your hand this way. Hallelujah. Because the devil will not have you. The devil, I say, will not have you. You belong to the house of God. Sometimes it goes through your mind. Hallelujah. What side are you going to lean on? But I decree and declare tonight that the devil will not have you in the name of Jesus. I need some praying people. Stretch out your hands toward him in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I lay my hand on you, matter of fact, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to ask God that the anointing that is upon my life, that the anointing that is upon my life, that I will make the transfer. Under your caution, I need some people praying. Hallelujah. I need some people praying. Hallelujah. It's going to make a transfer. Under your caution, I need to keep that up.
Thank you. Have a hallelujah.
and you decide to give Jesus a try. Come on, you gotta clap your hands, believers. Hallelujah. I'm gonna lead him to the center point. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. And then I'm gonna pray for a couple of them. I'm gonna close your eyes, lift your hands to heaven. Say, Father, I'm a sinner and I fall short of your glory. Lord, I want you to accept me into your kingdom. I open my heart to you. Come in, Lord. I confess tonight and I believe in my heart.
Pour out your spirit upon me.
I cover him in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against the nature of us. And every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned in judgment. Under your caution, in the kiss of Tayabara, Casta Polybara, Casta. I call for the fame of God in her life, like never yet before. Under your caution, in the kiss of Tayabara, in the kiss of Tayabara, Casta. And he's going to push you.